What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would say that in the last year plus, the comments Nutting made and the reaction to those comments was some of the most positive press that he has gotten, some of the most positive reaction that the owner of this baseball team has elicited in a very long time. Because he was speaking about a team that was and still is right on this day in the mix in a wild card chase that is very bunched up in the National League. And that and other comments were ones from the owner that made it seem like he was aligned with a lot of fans in terms of how he viewed this team, their chances, what they should do. He spoke of not putting a trade deadline on Ben Cherington to make moves to improve this roster. He spoke of maybe Ben Cherington striking earlier while the iron was hot. But more than anything, a man for whom one of the major criticisms has been a lack of maybe emotion regarding the on-field product and then a lack of tangible backing of that on-field product financially, the main point that I think won people over was that he was acknowledging, as somebody who has been seen as maybe more businesslike than other owners, that he was watching a product he was not happy with offensively. I spoke of it at the time as Bob Nutting giving for him a pretty rare green light, a verbal green light to Ben Cherington to go and try to improve this baseball team, specifically its offense. Now, that happened before Jared Jones went on the IL, before Bailey Falter went on the IL. Nothing has really changed the team's fortunes on the field. They essentially are just a machine of 5-5s and a couple of 4-6s and a 6-4 for the last 2 months. You've just been watching the same old, same old. Your eyes are not deceiving you. You're not imagining things. The Pirates have essentially been doing the doggy paddle or treading water since mid-May. So they are not in a different spot. But that was one time where I think the owner of this baseball team really resonated with people, even if it was only briefly. I think people said, wow, he's saying the same things we're saying. This is progress. This is good. We get today a piece in Pittsburgh Baseball Now from John Parato, longtime baseball scribe, guy who has been around the game for decades, seen a lot, knows a lot of people. I like John's work a lot. I think John is at times adversarial in a good way with the subjects that he's covering. I think he digs for information. The story today, source, Pirates front office was, quote, furious with Bob Nutting's comments. And after a few opening paragraphs, and you can go read the story, I'd suggest that you do, he quotes Bob Nutting from that day. Quote, I'm not at all sure that we won't have opportunities well in advance of the deadline. I think we should be prepared to move early. I think we should be prepared to take advantage of opportunities when they arise. I know Ben has that flexibility to look across a broader range of alternatives, options, but also a timeline of when it makes sense to strike, end quote. And John goes on to write that, and I'm just reading directly here, the comment made many members of the Pirates front office, quote, furious. One member of the team's baseball operations told Pittsburgh Baseball Now. They felt Letting's comments were, quote, misleading at best, end quote. Quote, Bob implied we're going to have money to spend, and he got the fans excited, end quote. The person said under condition of anonymity so he could speak freely without facing repercussions. Quote, but he told us we don't have any money to make any significant additions, end quote. So this is not for me to start with here, the usual story of, and we hear this refrain all the time, spend more money. I don't disagree with it. I would like to see the Pirates in triple, in nine figures every year, payroll-wise. I would. I think that's fair. I don't think that is an unreasonable ask. I don't think it's ever really been an unreasonable ask once you've started to look at Major League Baseball payrolls and actually get a sense of what, say, $110 million would buy you or where it would put you relative to your peers. I don't think this is that same old story. What is very unusual, what is very newsworthy, what is very noteworthy to me about John Parrotto's story is that per the anonymous source that was willing to talk to John, and I understand, by the way, you know, there's going to be people automatically, I think, who say, well, it's an anonymous source. It's somebody within the baseball ops department. If you are this frustrated, you're not probably going to put your name on it because you're probably going to get fired. It's one thing to be frustrated, one thing to be angry. It's another thing to put your name to that and probably put your job at risk. What is noteworthy, though, is I sense now, based on this story, based on what John wrote, based on what he was told, a very real disconnect between the people who are supposed to do the job of putting the team on the field and the person who controls the resources that they have to put that team on the field. And I'm trying to go back and think in my time on this station and my time paying close attention and really time Bob Nutting has spent as the owner of this baseball team. I am trying to think of another time where there was a story where somebody in baseball ops, anonymously or otherwise, was quoted in such an inflammatory way, where it made it seem like what we were hearing publicly was not what they were hearing privately. And I can't think of one. So I do think it is very noteworthy and very notable that there is this disconnect that apparently is there, that one thing was said publicly that got, admittedly, people like me, I wouldn't say excited, but I felt like maybe because the owner seemed to be greenlighting some aggressive movement, it got me excited that they might try to do something. There's this disconnect between what we were told and apparently what's happening behind closed doors, which it sounds like, if you read John's story, and John's going to be on with us in about 25 minutes to elaborate on this, so make sure you stay close for that. It sounds like what the people who are actually in baseball ops are being told is, no, if you want to make a splashy move, it's going to have to involve offloading some payroll as well. We're not going to be able to just add a large amount of money to, I think it's an $86 million opening day payroll. That's noteworthy, because I just don't think we have seen or heard or seen somebody go on record even anonymously and express that kind of frustration. And what it goes back to me is the one curious thing I have floating around in my head is I do think Bob Nutting has been very measured throughout his time as owner in his comments about the team. I think that what was so unusual during the Sheets partnership unveiling from him was that he sounded more like an angry, frustrated fan, more like a guy who wanted to see some bold action. Basically, he was channeling more George Steinbrenner, for example, than he's ever channeled in his entire tenure as Pirates owner. I think that was noteworthy to me. He was getting people excited. And what I have had trouble since this story broke figuring out is if what John is being told is accurate, why the owner of this baseball team felt it necessary at that point in time to say something that might down the road be contradicted or refuted. He has never been one to, in my opinion, try to make a big swaggering statement, almost to curry favor with the public. And so to hear him do that and then to hear this, what, 2 weeks later, is it just about? Yeah, about 2.5 weeks later come out to read this story is eye-opening to me. And now I do wonder what the next step is. I do wonder what happens next here. I mean, I have suspicions as to who it might be that told this, that said this to John. I have one suspicion specifically, but it's not responsible to speculate. But it's obvious that there is at least some discord, some disconnect right now within the Pirates front office relative to ownership. That one hand is not talking to the other. And if you are 3 weeks away like you are today from the trade deadline, and you might be at least somewhat motivated to try to keep this team in the race, especially if they put together a little winning streak that vaults them right up into wild card contention, I think it would be a reasonable ask if you're a Pirates fan to want all of these people to be pulling in the same direction on the rope and to at least have a clear-cut understanding of what is and isn't possible for them. Is this a move we can make? Is it not a move we can make? If we're going to get Jared Jones and Bailey Falter back and we think we're going to get enough innings out of Paul Skeens, how do we augment this team? And right now, this story paints a picture of at least some fissures, if not outright fractures, in that brain trust. What do you make of it? 412-928-9370. John Parrotto in Pittsburgh Baseball Now writing that, I'll just read you the title. Source: Pirates front office was, quote, furious with Bob Nutting's comments, his June 21st address with the media. Members of the front office were furious, and one member of the baseball ops team said that they felt Nutting's comments were, quote, misleading at best, end quote. And that privately, Bob Nutting told his front office they did not have money to make significant additions.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.